All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my boo-boo babies. It's been a week. It's been a week. Long time. No talk, depending on where you're watching or listening.
Remember that song? It's been 5 months.
Hell yeah.
Since you went away. Left without a word. Nothing to say. When I was the one who gave you my heart and soul.
Yes, girl,
but
please.
It wasn't good enough for
her
you.
Name was actually Amanda.
Perez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I asked God. Y'all, that song had us in a chokehold. I didn't know it made it up there.
Girl, yeah.
Where's she from?
Shit, I don't know.
I thought, why did that feel so local?
She came on the scene with a different vibe.
She did. Big lesbian vibe.
Yeah, but she was singing those love songs like, God sent me. She had a voice of an angel.
Oh, oh. Yeah, mm-hmm. That song had me in a chokehold. Amanda Perez really had a few bops. Didn't she have like 2?
Yeah, she did. What was the other one?
I can't remember, but it was some, she had another good song.
She had a good run.
It was
short. She dropped her shit and left.
Yeah, she said, we done what we came to do. She did a Frank Ocean of sorts.
Yeah.
Spilled my soul and now I'm out.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I think Frank Ocean had the all intents and purposes to continue to spill his soul, but you know, tragedy. The tragedy that happened with his brother.
But that happened way before. I mean, way after he had already dropped a few
but
albums.
He was working on stuff. He had to, like, you know how people, like, artists, they're trying to get out of their deal or whatever, so they gotta, like, do
crank out hella albums. Yeah.
Right.
He was taking that route, right?
Mm-hmm.
But didn't, I feel like somebody, it was Tyler, the Creator. Who was it? Somebody did something where they finessed release, the way they released the albums. So that they released 10, but they didn't do 10.
Well, Frank did some finessing. You know when he did that, what was it called on Apple Music, where it was like he was playing that piano, Untied. What was it called?
And he did. He put out a bunch of little ones, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get up out of these white man gig deals. He was in a white man gig without going and clocking in.
I mean, we all do.
I know, but
the white
that.
Man rules.
Imagine the white man having you chained to your art.
Yeah.
Damn, that's like no freedom.
Mm-hmm.
The 360, the dance 360.
Well, they did say that Frank is confirmed for next year's Coachella.
We ain't got no tickets,
girl. You know I forgot to get them because we were in El Salvador, so now I'm gonna have to get them on
like the commoners.
I mean, we were getting them like commoners before,
but we weren't. But we were getting advanced.
I know, but now we're gonna have to get them on the main drop after the lineup is announced.
I know, which makes it even more of a challenge.
We are covered and we are connected.
We are. Okay.
CC me.
It's the C. It's the second C.
CC me.
It's the second C. Connection.
Covered and connected.
I'm going to have to start massaging that idea now.
So and make sure you're massaging for me too. Of course. Because I can't massage them. You get them hands to work, honey.
The hands will work. The hands will work, yes. We're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Anywho, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Yeah, so how was your weekend?
My weekend was litty.
Okay. Oh, I'm like, what is that? A call of sorts.
Yeah, my weekend was lit.
Mm-hmm. How was it? Are you going to tell the girls or are you going to keep it the gatekeeper?
So we said we were going to the link up last week and I was telling y'all that my soul needed to be fed with a little bit of fun, a little bit of dance. And it was fed, honey. I'm full.
She's full. She's full and ready to be restored.
Yeah. Had a good time at the link up. The link up was a vibe.
It was.
Yeah. The drinks were flowing. The songs were going.
You know, I feel like we were extra turned because we were drinking
the wine. We should have been drinking the natural wine.
We should have been drinking water in between the margaritas.
I know.
But we also were drinking them fast because we were rotating rounds. Like, I seen this TikTok that was rather funny.
What did he say?
Here are the rules for, like, going out, girls' night out. He was like, we're pregaming hard. You got to think about the pregame as, like, the climb to altitude, the $30,000 in the feet, 30,000.
30 feet, 30,000
feet. He was like, once we get to wherever we're going, we need to be coasting. Like, we need to already be in our vibe.
Already built up by the time we be coming there cold.
Yeah. We definitely get straight off the ground.
We should start doing a pregame.
You should already be warmed up.
Yeah.
And then you can continue getting whatever you get.
Exactly. We be getting there getting all of our games, spending hundreds of dollars on drinks.
Seriously. Doing round after round. So, yeah. That was one of the, and it was like, please do not send me a Venmo request. We're taking turns getting the round. If you get up there and you send me a Venmo request, he said, I'm taking you to small claims court.
Dead.
No. So that's what I was saying. That's why we were feeling more fucked up because we were drinking fast.
Exactly.
It was like, I got
we're
the round.
Only
okay.
There so long.
Yeah. I think we got there like 4:30 and we were gone by like 7. We left at 7. We didn't even stay the, I think it was over at 8.
We left at like 7:40. It was winding down.
Oh, they it was over at playing. 9, huh?
It was over at 8 and they had stopped playing.
No, it
music
was really
in
over.
The wine garden.
It was over at 9 though.
Oh, they made it over later now?
Yeah. I think it was over.
Oh shit. I left because I thought it was over at 8.
Whatever time it was over, we drank fast.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, okay, I got this round, you got this round, and Alicia and Reggie got the third. I'm like, ooh, 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 ooh. Everybody trying to get their rounds off.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, okay, I'm ready for another. And yeah. it was like 9 ounce drinks.
The third one was really forced. I felt it being forced.
Yeah. The queasiness in my stomach.
But I'm
I
like,
went right home and went to sleep.
Fuck it, we rage. Girl, me yeah. too. I had a headache.
I was like, let me go ahead and get to sleep. But the link up was a good time. I enjoyed myself. I'm glad we went.
Same.
Initially, I was a little hesitant, but leaned in. It was a good time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I've been, so I did the same thing this weekend on Sunday, but Saturday I was out shopping. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Attempting to find something for our live show. If y'all don't know, we're hosting two live shows, one here in LA and another in New York. Is going to be a blast. So of course we have to look like bad bitches. Purr. Right, we got to come out
women of the hour. Women of the hour,
exactly. Hostess with the mostest.
Yeah,
we want to be able to greet you looking cute. We want to take photos looking cute. So I was like out trying to find me a look, something that I would feel confident in, and I could not find anything. I could not find anything. I said, Lord, am I going to have to come up out the closet?
Because so
I can't.
I truly can't.
I'm going to try to go look for some stuff. Maybe like tomorrow and the next day, I'll stop by the mall on the way home. Lord. But I feel like time is winding down.
Time.
By the time y'all hear
it's
this.
It's slipping away from me.
It's slipping. Okay. Through the fucking cracks. By the time y'all hear this, we'll be just a few days out. So say a prayer for me. Say a prayer.
That
and
hit something. Me
up. Hit us up in the DMs and ask me, did I get an outfit? Did I get a look? Girl, did you secure your look? Because I don't know.
Girl, I haven't even tried on my full look. I don't know. I was out shopping too this weekend. Found me some little shoes for an outfit that I found a couple weeks back, which that's why I have to get head starts. That's why, yeah. I have to, because, you know, you find an outfit one day, then the shoes, and then an accessory. You know what I'm saying? Although I don't really need an accessory.
Right.
But you know the vibe.
I'm just going to lean into feeling cute. That's it. Because sometimes I'll be thinking about, like, what kind of cute, instead of just being open to, like, I just want to feel cute. If that's cute jeans, cute top. Like, you know, you can look cute in many different ways. Mm-hmm. So I'm opening up myself to finding something cute, period. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to give blazer and pant or power suit.
Oh my God.
It don't have to give power suit. It just needs to get fucking cute. So anyway, yeah. Prayers up.
Prayers.
But back to those live shows. We are gearing up for some amazing conversations.
We are.
With some amazing women. We have Felicia Latour of Mindful Fee, one of our homegirls. And we also have Les Alford of Balanced Black Girl Podcast. Y'all really loved when Les was on our show. And
y'all
if
did.
You found us from Les's show, hello. That's speaking volumes of, you know, the connection, the girlfriend gang.
Yeah.
So if you love either one of those girls, or if you just love us, or you want to just be connected with other women, like-minded women who are coming out for the same purpose, and that's to link up, to have a good time.
Listen.
This is the place you want to be.
We are kicking it off with a bang. We got the drink sponsors. We're going to have drinks flowing.
Mm-hmm. We do,
four
y'all.
Of our favorite cocktails. We're going to have food because the girls need to be fed.
Yes.
And we have secured a female DJ, so you know it's going to be litty in the city.
Yes, it's going to be a good vibe.
It's all the things we love, food, music, and drinks.
Yes, and the same goes for New York. We're just bringing a little different vibe, but it's going to be chef's kiss. The girls are going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a vibe.
It's going to be a Saturday night.
It is. Tickets, you can get your tickets using the link in the description or in the, what do they call that on YouTube? Description? Down below. That's what they say on YouTube. Down below.
Click the link down below.
Click the link down below. So, yeah, I'm super excited. It's going to be a time. Shaking off the nervous jitters. Atomic Habits. James Clear, the author, said that the next time you get nervous or, like, start getting anxious, you have to reprogram your mind that you're feeling adrenaline so that you can execute, so that your body and your mind are prepared to, like, follow
through.
Do
what the fuck needs to be
Decided. So I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be fearful. I'm leaning into execution.
Okay.
Grr. Yeah. That was for the barbs. The grr was for the barbs. That was for the barbs.
Okay, Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. What else?
The retreat,
ooh,
baby.
Ooh, y'all. The retreat, yeah.
The She Connects Unlocking Sisterhood, honey. We are connected. We are connected. And I don't know, by the time this episode hits the main airways, we may not have any more slots. As of today, while we're recording this, we have five
slots left.
Five, y'all. But really three.
And our TBH, we opened up four more spots.
Yeah, so six. Four.
Four. This is supposed to be very intimate for the purpose of being able to hold space for one another and really
connecting
and going deeper and like meeting one another. So we didn't want something where it's like 50 people gang, you never get to talk to us. We never get to talk to you. Yeah. We really wanted something that felt genuine and authentic, travel and exploring other countries and places is really essential for Brittany's Eyes friendship. So we wanted to share that in a very unique and authentic way. So TBH, we had 16 spots available and we've extended it to 20 because we just opened up this retreat, y'all. Mm-hmm. Yep.
This month.
And everybody has signed up. Thank you so much.
Yes.
We are so happy.
Heart is warmed. So excited to connect. It's going to be a magical experience. Each time a new girl signs up, I'm like, wow. First of all, thank you, God.
Yes, please. Give him the glory.
Second of all, thank you, girls. And third of all, it just makes me that much more excited for the experience that I know we're going to have.
Yeah.
Because, baby, when I tell you.
We're going to be deep in El Salvador.
We're going to be deep, okay? We are going to turn that resort in the country
out. And when I tell you, it's giving exotic.
It's giving exotic. It's giving, and you know
imagine
what?
A group of exotics.
You know that somebody left a comment on our post and was like, I guess they've been to Naui before.
I think it might have been somebody who was there the same weekend as us.
She said it's like the resort was made for us.
Yeah.
Baby, Naui brings them out.
We had a time.
So you know what? We're going with the girls, but there were guys there.
There were, y'all.
For all the single mommies, you know, bring your cute looks, your bathing suits.
Yes, yes.
Because they come.
Yes, it's going to be a time. So there's a special discount. Actually, it won't even be in effect by the time y'all hear this.
Yeah, the discount's done. But
no, we do have the first discount of $300, that ends on the 31st. This will be out after that.
Right, but I'm talking about the Patreon one.
That's what I wanted to share with y'all. So, you know, we do great things for our girls over on Patreon. Because you are the wind beneath our wings, we try to save you a few coins when we can. So if you join Patreon... any level, because we're generous. You get $200 off the retreat. It goes towards your last payment, but you can save $200. That's airfare for most cities. El Salvador, thankfully, it's a nice, affordable flight. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't been, I haven't seen it go higher than like $400 and that's like
at
capped.
The last minute.
Yeah, $370, $350. So $200, that's damn near your flight. Yeah. So if you're interested, you feel like this experience is calling you,
if you're interested and if it's available.
Yeah, that too. If it's available, honey, high demand. Yeah. Use the link in the bio and in the description down below.
Down below.
Down below.
Down below. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the church announcement. Continue to rate and review the podcast. It really helps us here. If you're liking what you're hearing, you can do that on Apple Podcasts. You can do that on Spotify, whatever your pleasure is.
Yeah.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code P-A-S-T-E-L. TEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. Life moves fast, but time stands still when you're with the ones you love. Savor the moment, big or small, with Starbucks ready-to-drink coffee. From bottled Frappuccino drinks to canned nitro cold brew, Starbucks coffee gets you ready for the right now. Available now, online, or wherever you buy groceries.
So, last week.
Last week, y'all, we wrapped up our Relationships and You series, talking about relationship destroyers, right? How frequently, if ever, do we just look at our relationships that have ended, that have gone on to glory, and said, what was my part?
Yeah.
How did I play a part in it ending? Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about being defensive. We talked about being hypercritical.
Yes.
We talked about being judgmental, mm-hmm. not being aligned in our habits, in our beliefs. Just so many behaviors that really can deconstruct a relationship. Mm-hmm. If you haven't listened already, get back there. We had a lot of engagement actually on social, the girls sharing with us what their relationship destroyers were. And I'm like, wow, you are not alone.
Right.
We're all here together.
We are here with you, honey.
But awareness.
Apparently there are a lot of Virgos. They're saying that my relationship destroying habits are Virgo-like. I said,
big
okay,
Virgo energy.
Virgos have united.
I said, what the, is this a Virgo roll call? Y'all get from under this post. Get from under. What's your zodiac sign?
I didn't even call him. I didn't even do the ooh, ooh.
I know. The post itself did the ooh, ooh for you. I'm like, hold on.
It's because the girls, I guess, already know my zodiac.
They do. They said, Brittany is big Virgo. They're like, Germany, the way you described Brittany. Big Virgo. Yeah. Oh, it definitely is a Virgo. Christmas. So, yeah, if you haven't listened already, go ahead, go back and do so. I'm sure you'll get something from it. But this week, what are we doing?
This week, so this month, actually, because hey, welcome to August.
Yeah, welcome to August, y'all.
Welcome to August. We are doing a goodie bag.
Yes.
A goodie bag of sorts.
A hodgepodge.
Right, you don't know.
A gumbo.
You don't know what you're going to get this month, but they're going to all be good. We can guarantee you that. But we don't have a theme, per se. We're just
the thing is flow.
The thing is just get with it. Stay here. Stay for the ride because it's going to be a good one.
It is. There are a lot of announcements.
So, speaking of it being August, yes, this is my birthday month.
Mm-hmm. She's an August Virgo. Did you
I'm
know?
I'm an August Virgo.
She's an August Virgo.
Yeah, August 23rd. Since
first
you guys
day,
know,
right?
First day on the cusp.
First day.
My birthday is the same day as Kobe Bryant's.
T Grizzly.
They said he was an asshole too.
Wow, two? You're claiming?
I'm not claiming it. I'm saying what you said about me.
I never said you were an asshole.
Okay, well, good.
Period.
I'm glad anyway, if you don't girls, think of me that way.
No, I think of you in a high regard, positively.
But you know what? They said that. I'm not going to say that they said Kobe was an asshole, but they said that he did have a low tolerance.
It's in you guys' DNA. Think, yeah. It's in the Virgo DNA. But yeah, she is an August Virgo.
I'm an August Virgo, August 23rd. Since you guys know my zodiac, you know the birthday now, and I am accepting gifts. If everybody who downloads this podcast cash apps me $1, I can get a Balenciaga bag.
You'll get more than a Balenciaga bag.
I know, I can give one to you.
Now that is a gift that keeps giving. And this is actually my first birthday of the year. I, too, am part Virgo, August 23rd. It usually is my first birthday of the year, but I don't know if I'm going to feel special.
My Cash App is B-E-E.
Oh, my God.
B-E-E.
Brittany, stop. No, don't do it. Y'all just go join us
you
over on Patreon.
You guys can just join Patreon, and then I'll figure out the Balenciaga on the back end. But, so, anywho, with this being my birthday month, I was like, why don't we talk about the birthday blues, or some people call it birthday depression? Because honestly, that's something that I battle. Not every year, but some years I battle it. And I be like, why? Why does when my birthday come around, do I be feeling like kind of
somber
over it, dragging my feet, but still wanting to celebrate, wanting to be celebrated? Oh, I don't want to burden anybody. Oh my God, you know, but yeah. I'm not going to do nothing, but then if I don't do nothing.
Nobody did nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, feeling sad.
Those things come up. And then one day something came across my radar, and it was like birthday depression. I said, wow, it has a name.
Right. We love to put language to a thing.
It has a name. So, as always, if I'm feeling this way, I'm like, the homegirls probably definitely have felt this way. Because it happens. Even like, you know, when you're chatting with the homegirls, what are you doing for your birthday? Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of just like,
I know. It takes so much
energy. I don't even
energy.
Really want to do nothing. But you know they really want to do something. Because as soon as you say, we'll take you out to dinner, we'll plan a dinner.
Okay. Yeah. You just don't want to do it yourself. Because it's a lot of energy to exert. To plan your birthday or to do something that really feels valuable and like special and meaningful. It's like you don't want to just be like, I'm going to dinner. That just seems so. If somebody gathers you up and takes you out to dinner, the intention is different. The vibe is different. Energy is different. Mm-hmm. Versus like, I'm going out to dinner, y'all.
Right.
Meet me. Girl, we do dinner all the time.
Yeah.
So it just seems a little like not eventful.
Yeah.
Anticlimactic, for lack of better words.
Yeah. So the definition of birthday depression or blues is it includes feelings of sadness, apathy, or a lack of desire to celebrate your birthday. Mm. Classified.
There it is.
That's what the fuck it is. So today we're just going to be going through talking about how there are some symptoms, some identifiers where you can say, okay, yes, I definitely have this. It's happening. Of course, we're going to offer some reasons why you may be feeling that way, because there's always a reason for the season. And then we're going to go into our tips and tricks bag.
Y'all like that bag?
Yeah, I like it too. We've become aware now. What do we do? What do we do from here?
How do we move forward?
How do we move forward? Because honestly, not negating these feelings, but so many things happen on the day-to-day to see another year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now she's on the pulpit.
To wake up and see another year, because not everybody got that opportunity, is a blessing.
Yeah.
So if I can control it, I definitely want to be in my gratitude bag, because I'm blessed. Every birthday, I'm blessed to see another year.
Mm-hmm.
And you are too.
That's the message.
But back to the real. So some ways that you can identify that you may have the birthday blues is if you have a change in your mood that persists and lasts a couple of days surrounding your birthday.
Listen.
So it may hit as soon as the month hits, you know?
Yeah.
Like, fuck, it's my birthday month. That's when I usually start to scramble and like, fuck, it's my birthday month. What am I going to do?
I know. And, you know, right on the heels of that, another symptom is feeling bad, feeling down, feeling more sad than usual. It's like, oh, you can't even identify. That'd be another thing. You can't really identify what else is going on. And it's just like, I'm not feeling good. I'm all of a sudden not feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it.
Or if you find yourself crying,
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, just really feeling down and sad. Like, down. Like, bitch, I'm crying more than usual, and I don't usually be crying.
Yeah.
Why am I crying?
And reflecting on your lack of accomplishments, right? We know that getting older, our birthdays mark officially. Like, okay, another year older.
Especially if it's a milestone, honey. Like, I'm 30, what have I accomplished?
That and 30 that's what is given. Another year older, what have I checked off my list? Am I not married? Did I not buy a house? Did I not get a new car? And am I not meeting my professional goals? You know, certain people, not everything is like marriage, kids, house, the whole bit. Some people are really trying to excel in their career. And they're like, I've been at this job 5 years. I haven't gotten a promotion. I'm 35.
Right.
There's people who are coming in here 25, working the same damn job. It's not giving what it should give. Mm-hmm. There's so many emotions and feelings related to age, specifically, like how... where we are in life.
Based goals.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, like, if you find yourself stressed about how much life you have to live, this can come probably later on.
The elders.
Yeah. Later on in life. Like, okay, I'm 60. How long am I going to be around? Or maybe even, you know, this stress, you can be younger and still have this stress. Like, if a lot of people around you died at a younger age.
Yeah.
Like, I follow this... woman, her name is Nicole Kane. She used to like have a big blog called Nicole Bitchy, and she also has X on Nicole.
Yeah.
So she just recently turned 40, I think like a couple years ago, somewhere recently. And she said that she was depressed because her mother was died around that age. Mm-hmm. Her grandparents had died. So she just felt like she didn't have any family members left. Yeah. And she just was having a lot of stress around like her health and reaching her goals and also not being married, not having kids, you know, just a lot of these things. So it's not necessarily something that happens when you're super old. Just reflecting on like, okay, my significant other died at 33, or my sister died, and now I'm the age she was when she died. You know, things like that can make you really feel stressed and somber around your birthday.
And even speaking about older, having these like older birthdays, being somebody who's like in their 60s and 70s, suicide increases for older people, I think 70 and older, within the month of their birthday.
Damn.
The months of their birthday. I've seen that. Probably. I mean, and honestly, elder depression is a real thing. My grandma is sad and down because, all of your grandkids, your kids, you really empty nested. And people, like, damn, I need to call my grandma. I haven't spoken to her in a few days. Like, we're just living our lives, right? Yeah. And then they are... mainly sedentary unless you just have somebody who's a live wire,
right?
But pretty sedentary in the home, not getting out much, especially with the pandemic. A lot of the senior centers and places where older people would go for some light entertainment were closed and took a long time to open them up, so they're not getting much human interaction. Gram be talking to Diamond, that's her dog. She said, I wish Diamond could talk back. She said that way.
God.
She truly said that. But another symptom, we know a symptom of depression is not having the motivation to do things. So if you find yourself around your birthday just not wanting to go out, not wanting to engage, talk to people, interact, you might be having these feelings of like birthday blues.
Right. Coupled with like not wanting to do the things that you typically enjoy, it's just like kind of like a cutoff. You know, we cut ourselves off like, I'm just going to go into my little shell. Fuck everything, fuck everyone. Isolation, that's another
isolating yourself.
Indicator if you find like you're really isolating yourself, like I said, not wanting to hang out. Now there's some people who do just want to have the birthday to themselves, but if you know that you're deep down inside you really do want to celebrate or spend your birthday with someone, but you're just isolating yourself, that can be a sign.
And definitely avoiding your birthday altogether. Like, it's just my birthday. It's just a day that I was born. Okay. The fuck?
I had to be depressed last year because the fact that I took my black ass into work.
And that is something I will never do, nigga. Nothing can be on the schedule. Nothing can be planned. I will not go to work on my birthday. I cannot be answering calls. Are you kidding? I would be like, I cannot help you. It's my birthday. The fuck?
Okay, let's talk about that.
Actually worked on one birthday because I went, actually around my 30th, I worked. And I got a nice cake, a vegan cake, one of the neurologists, because I was going on a long 2-week vacation. That's another thing. Count on me to take a long ass vacation around my birthday.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be gone 4 days, man.
How do you feel about your birthday? Like, you know, everybody feels differently about mm-hmm. their birthday. How mm-hmm. do you feel about, like, what does your birthday mean to you?
My birthday is very special to me because I'm not big on, like, major holidays and even most minor holidays. I want to feel special on my birthday because I also love birthdays. Mm-hmm. I love celebrating people on their birthday. I'm like, what do you want to do? How right. can we make you feel special? Because it's truly the one day where everything is about you. How right. cute. So I want a lot of energy and effort towards my birthday. I will exert some, but I need people to show up too. I need people to show up and let me know you're invested in whatever I want to do.
Girl, same.
If I'm planning things, I need to know you're coming. I don't want you to be like, let me go ahead and check my calendar. Please, actually, you fuck need you. To you be can't there. Come now.
I probably have a kind of a slightly unhealthy. I remember one day you left my birthday early and I was kind of mad.
I remember that day.
I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? How dare you? This is my birthday and you're going to somebody you don't even know thing.
Wait, was that 2 years ago?
Yes.
That was when you threw the backyard brunch at Alicia's?
Yes.
I remember.
At Reggie's, actually.
Not I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, one and the same.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I do
got over
that.
It.
But I asked I you. Got out.
No, you didn't.
I didn't just say, I'm leaving.
You didn't ask me.
Did I tell you?
You told.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Anyway, I'm healed.
You look like you want to cry
no,
from
no,
it.
No, I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry.
Just making sure.
I don't
want to
cry.
Okay.
I'm healed. But thank God. Because my birthday is the same.
Yeah.
I know. I really care about my birthday too. Like and that's why when I know it's the birthday depression when I'm acting like I don't, because girl, you know you, really
you
care
fucking
about,
care.
You know you really care. So I don't know why I get to acting like I don't. I think it's just I really think it's the trying not to be disappointed because I want other people to care about my birthday like me, which sometimes feels unfair because it's like, girl, it's your birthday, not their birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm like this. It's not like I always had a big ass birthday.
No, I know. And I think that is another reason. Like, as an adult, you take your birthday into your own hands. So making or like having people also feel like, yes, we want to celebrate. You feel like everybody's on the same page. We're all on the same accord. Because also that's your nature. You're going to show up for people's birthday. You're going to pour in, especially your close friends and family. So it's like, it's my birthday. Y'all do the same for me because I'm going to go out of my way for y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
What was your best birthday?
Ooh, best. My 30th felt very special. Honestly, I've had pretty good birthdays for the last few years. I'm going to say it was. My 30th was really fun and special. Last year was a great birthday. I'm not even going to fucking hold you. Last year was a great birthday because that was the first time that usually I had two good birthdays. 30 was good. Mm-hmm. I had a party. It was a milestone birthday. And I went on a vacation mm-hmm. to New Orleans. I feel like it could have been cuter.
The New Orleans piece?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was cute, but it wasn't like birthday vibes. It was just like, you've been saying you wanted to go, so let's go. Like the bare minimum trip was planned. You know, like flights were booked, room was booked, but it wasn't like
it wasn't curated.
Special. It was not curated.
It was just like I handled the best basics, the essentials.
Yeah, but it was I appreciated.
Yeah.
But my birthday last year, Andres and I went to Miami, mm-hmm. and that was a vibe. I was like, yes, sexy room. It was a sexy room. You know, we had. It was just. I've never been treated so special.
Wow.
Yeah, like where everything is just taken care of. We're just moving through the city. I got it. We had so many amazing meals and drinks and nights out. We seen Don Toliver.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
It was just beautiful. It was a special, special birthday. And this year, I said, babe, how are you going to top this? I was trying to coerce him into a ring. I said, how are you going to top my birthday last year? Hint.
And then what did you say?
Nothing. The fuck? He probably said.
He probably was like, that just happened to be what happened last year.
I know, but this year.
No competition.
Okay, so. And we'll get. I'll save my conversation that I had with him about my birthday this year. What's your best birthday?
I'm going to go with 30. Mm-hmm. 30 was so good because I felt like everything was aligned. I did what I needed to do to plan like the piece that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Like I took that part into my own hands and I coordinated with everyone in a timely manner and everybody was down, renting the Airbnb in Joshua Tree, hiring the chef, you know, all that. And then my boyfriend at the time, he did his piece too. Mm-hmm. We went to I remember Malibu, that day. Right? We went to Malibu and had Airbnb there and a very nice dinner. And then he like took me shopping. And then you girls even threw me an unexpected surprise party.
Oh, we did. We did, girl.
And
you had
we
a time.
We went to the spa.
We did. You were showered that year.
Yeah.
We did. We invited all of our sores to come
out.
You were not expecting that, huh?
No.
We all pulled up. We shut adults only down.
It was
baby.
Shut down, honey.
It was popping that night.
I wasn't expecting the Malibu thing, and I wasn't expecting the surprise party. Yeah, I was only expecting
the trip, the little staycation.
Yeah,
we went out to dinner that day. We were like, oh, we'll just go get some drinks and hang out, and then we'll go dancing.
Yeah.
At adults only. Oh, we had a whole day. We did. We went to the spa too earlier. Yeah. But we're like, we'll get some drinks and then just head over to adults only and have another drink. And then when we got there, everybody was like, surprise.
It was a good time. But I will say one thing that my ex was good at was the celebrations. Mm-hmm. So all of the birthdays that we had together
were on point.
Yes.
They were on point.
That was on point. That cool part though. Was on point. So yeah, but the 30th birthday was woo.
Yeah. It was a special time. What's your worst birthday?
Last year.
I knew you were going to say that.
I hated it.
I knew you were going to say that. The girl was laid down. We can get into that story later.
Yeah.
We can get into that story
later.
What
was your worst?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I've had one. So, here are a few reasons for your birthday blues. We've been talking about aging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your age, being born. Every time your birthday every time your birthday comes around, it's like the official stamp. Like today, you're getting a year older. And although we don't immediately feel the age, right? Like, oh, I turned 32 today.
Right.
You're not going to feel 32, but it's a reminder that you're not getting any younger.
Right.
You feel me? It's like, bitch, you might not feel 32, but you're definitely in 25.
Right.
You got more. Well, we got a lot of years ahead of us. But
yeah.
Depending on where you are in the life cycle. Oh, I thought the camera stopped. Sorry, y'all. You have more time ahead of you than you do behind
you.
And my mom would be saying, you know, I got more years behind me ahead of me than I do ahead. I'm like, girl, shut up.
Please.
You living forever.
Who wants to hear that?
Just give it immortal.
Right, period.
But yes.
Everlasting.
Life. Aging, just coming to terms with the fact that we're all getting older.
Yeah.
And also the people around you are getting older. As we get older, our parents get older, our grandparents get older, and mortality becomes a real thing.
No,
it's the truth.
I know, but I hate it.
I know. But mortality becomes real.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Another thing is that could make you feel depressed or have the blues is high expectations. I think this is mine.
Yes.
My expectations are so fucking high around what I'm doing, who's excited, the celebration, the gifts, the show up and the show out.
Yeah.
And if you have these high expectations, the blues can come around them either not being met or fear of them not being met, being let down in the past and hoping you don't get let down again. It's just so much. And I think that's what contributed to my B-Day last year. It just wasn't a vibe. Like, for multiple reasons. One, I was with someone who was sick. Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
He was sick.
Not literally.
It was supposed to be literally. So he said that, I don't know if I've told this story here.
I don't think you have.
Okay, so anyway. So initially for my birthday, I had planned to go to Temecula. If you're familiar with Temecula, there's like a strip that had, it's like wine town. So there's a lot of wineries. You go wine tasting. There's different restaurants. So I had planned to go do the wine thing. Temecula is like 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Away from LA. So you got to drive there. So it was going to be the girls initially. And then he said he wanted to come. So the girls that were coming all had nigga. So I'm like, you know, everyone can bring their nigga and it can really be a thing. Ooh, fun. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of, my end of the deal is I was kind of scrambling with securing the reservations for the winery. So I finally got them secured or whatever. And then my birthday was coming up. We knew the date, right? Yeah. It was supposed to be like we were going to go to the winery on a Saturday and my birthday was going to be on a Monday. Mm-hmm. So on a Friday, I think he just started saying that he was feeling sick. On a Thursday or a Friday, he said that he was feeling sick. And, you know, this is when COVID was, like, at its peak. You start feeling sick. Everybody's like, oh, my God, do you have COVID? Do you have COVID? You know, you can just say I feel sick and then get out of some shit.
Right.
So he was like, he feels sick. And I'm like, oh, well, do you need to get a COVID test? Like, you know, what's going on? Because there are plans. And then he was like, I don't know. I'm just going to like write it out and see, you know, how it goes. I'm like,
there's no writing.
You need to get it cleared.
Right.
Get it fucking cleared. Mm-hmm. So he continued to ride it out and rode out the fucking event. Yeah. Sat it out, rode it out and sat it out. He sat out
the sunset.
He sat out the wine tasting piece, which I wasn't really too upset about because I'm like, fine, it can be a girl's thing, you know, whatever. So we just ended up going. The part that I didn't like about that was it was hella far. We drove there, had the little wine tasting, got lit.
And she drove.
Yeah, I drove there. Got lit, we had to drive back. I'm still driving and I'm still lit. And it was just like, okay, it's over already. And as a girl who likes it, it was just over too quick for me. And I just had to, it was like we were just there and had to come back and it was just done.
Yeah, because there wasn't anything planned after.
No.
There was like, that was a day, but I think it just happened. It went by fast. It went by fast. And also because he was sick, it was just done. There was just nothing planned.
I was just sitting at the house.
Everybody just went
there. Fucking kicked
up. Own way. I went home. Kayla went home. You went home. Who else was
Emma.
With us? And Emma went home. Everybody, it just was like, okay, we did it.
It was just done. I mean, it's like, girl, that was it. So yeah. That was it. So I was just like, oh, okay, that was, you know.
Different?
Yeah, different. So he's still sick. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what the fuck ever. So Sunday comes. I don't know what I did on Sunday. Monday comes, and this is the day of my birth. And this is the day of my birth, the actual day, the 23rd of August. And I worked for whatever fucking reason. I probably figured, I mean, there's nothing going on anyway. Mm-hmm. And he's
you guys like, were supposed to go to dinner that
we
night.
We were supposed to go to dinner. Yeah, this was supposed to be whatever he had planned for me. I've been waiting to see what you have planned.
Yeah.
Because again, I also am very clear about how important my birthday is. And like, you know, I'm expecting something. Yeah. It wasn't like I was quiet about it. I had vocalized it. So he knew what the vibe was, I thought. But he just didn't give a fuck. Yeah. So anyway, the birthday comes around. And he was like, he's asking me, should I take a COVID test? Should I take an at-home test? They're saying he was like, I went around and they said that, you know,
to get a rapid test,
like to get a day of test. You know, the other ones are free, but to get a day of, you have to pay. And he was like, they're saying it's $200. What in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, and you the one who waited because you could have took the test
on Friday when you were feeling ill and got
had
your
the results
back.
By now.
Because you know, it was like a 2 to 3 day turnaround at that point.
You decided to drag your feet, right? My nigga, you decided that.
Yeah.
Because I was encouraging you to take the test before. But you decided to wait and see how it feels and you're still feeling sick. And now you're talking about they're telling me. And I was like, okay, I mean, I guess it's not that deep to pay $200 for a test. And I was like, but doesn't Walgreens?
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Sell the test. These were the, you know, the at-home. Mm. He was like, yeah. So he went and got an at-home one and the at-home one. Which was probably a false positive, which was a false positive.
It was, he never got it. Did he take a picture and send you,
I'm
positive?
Yeah, he did take a picture. He took a picture of the
at-home. He probably got that from somewhere.
He took a picture of the at-home. Or he was doing it on FaceTime.
And then he said it's positive. Did he show it to you?
I don't remember Germany. I think so. I don't remember. So. But anyway,
he's
who knows? Who, right. So anyway, the at-home test came back positive. So, of course, on the day of my birthday, I also don't have any plans. On the day of.
The day of.
So
those plans, and that happened early in her daytime. Mm-hmm. That happened in the daytime.
Yeah, that happened in the day. It was like early morning or the morning. So there were no plans on my actual birthday. We ended up, Germany ended up taking me out.
I said, girl, you cannot stay home. Fuck no. I didn't. And of course, you know, if it was in my hands, I would have had a nice reservation planned.
Right.
And I would have said, girl, I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go to dinner somewhere nice on the water someplace. I don't know, but we're going to figure it out. But I was leaving it up to his ass.
Right.
I said, you got my girl, fine. I've already done what I was supposed to do. I showed up on Saturday.
Right.
So the day of plans are not in my control.
The day of plans were in his control.
So then we're scrambling.
He fumbled the bag. So all we could do was go to Padre.
Go to a local little taco, little bar and place.
Not that.
It was just whatever. I was just like, we just need to go somewhere and get a cock. We need to have a toast. That's what it was really for. We were like, we're just going to go have a drink and say, cheers, it's your B-day. But fuck him. It's still fuck him forever.
Child, we were broken up then now by the next week.
Yeah, y'all were.
We were literally, I think a week.
A week to the day because we found out he's a snake.
He really was snaking through the grass.
Slithering
he was really
energy.
Snaking through the grass. But yeah, my birthday was just not it.
Yeah, that was not a good birthday.
We finally went to dinner on that Saturday. But at that point, it's like the birthday has gone. I'm actually have a tea party planned this day, and now I'm rushing for the dinner.
You had a tea party?
We did. We went to Lauren's tea party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, it was. You know? It was a mess.
Yeah.
Sorry. Worst birthday ever. There it is. So another reason for these birthday blues, we talked about it already, but reiterating, feeling unaccomplished. Feeling unaccomplished, like, wow, I haven't checked anything off my list. And also looking at your peers who are also the same age as you and they are checking off things. Oh, baby.
Like 25, got the keys.
It's giving big envy. It's giving big envy. Jealous.
It's giving what the fuck is going on with my life.
I'm jealous. And I know, but the truth is I'm feeling a way.
I know.
I'm feeling tight about it. Because here I am. I feel that way. Age really reminds me that I have not done a few things. It does. And I be putting hella emphasis on the fact that I'm getting older. I'm like, if kids are going to come out of here, we got to do it.
Yeah.
That is like, you know, and every year that I get older, I'm like, okay, we're a year closer to not doing it at all. Baby, when I hang up this uterus, it's really going to be hung up. When I take the jersey off of my uterus and hang it up, I'm not coming back like Mike did. I'm not coming back like two, three did with four, five. That's what Big Sean said. Okay, the uterus is not coming back. We're not running it back. It's done.
Yeah.
So when I hang it up, it's hung.
Right. Don't try to come and bring it out.
We're done.
Girl, another thing is like the social pressure, right? We see everybody doing it up on their birthday. Listen. Okay, they did the trip. They got the yacht.
They got the balloons.
They had the birthday photo shoot.
I hate a birthday photo.
They had the birthday photo shoot. And now I feel like my plans are just
inadequate.
They're not meeting. They're not meeting the standard.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's not something that you plan, like, okay, her nigga flew her out. And he did this and he did that. And then mine's just sitting here looking at me. What you talking about? What you want to do?
I hate what you want to do. You figure it out. Because guess what? If I wanted to do something, it would be planned. I know how to plan. Right. I'm putting it in your pocket. Right. I'm putting it in your hand. The ball is actually in your court, nigga.
Right.
Check.
Right.
That's
right.
The piece. Right. Yeah, the social media pressure, you know, and we'll see the girls go up.
All the way.
We'll see the girls plan a whole shebang and all the details.
Or it'll be a week of festivities. Because you know black people very rarely do a day, which is why my birthday probably felt like, what the fuck? Not only are we only doing a day, we're not even doing a full day. Unacceptable.
Yeah. We black people gonna do the weekend black at least Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the minimum. We're gonna turn up a weekend. We're like, it's my brunch.
Birthday
weekend.
Then some people do the birthday month.
Yeah, my mom is a month.
She's a month girl.
I too like a birthday month. I do. I'd be like, yeah, it's my birthday month. Let's do it. And I definitely,
for your 30th birthday, we did have like a birthday month. We were celebrating your birthday for a good week or two.
2 weeks.
The Drake concert.
We went to the zoo, Malibu Wine.
The zoo.
I mean, Malibu Wine. When we did the animals, the haunted thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Okay. So we went to the Malibu Wine Safari. We went to the Drake concert. We went to the Continental.
We went to bowling. The Continental. What the fuck? We did. We sure did.
We went to Continental. We did the bowling.
We did bowling. We started on Thursday. When I turned 32.
Oh, that was 32. That was another birthday.
That was a mess.
No. I had the years wrong.
Oh, yeah. That was the 32nd. We went to the other club. We did.
What's the other club?
The one at Cass DJ's? Yeah, we went there. We were on road from Thursday to Monday.
Girl,
nigga.
I was whooped.
Every day I say yes, and this for real when she was by my side.
I was whooped, but I had a ball.
Baby, I love a friend who's going to ride every
day. Girl, I'll be at every festivity. You know, people be like, I'll make it to the Friday one. No, what are the list of festivities?
What's the itinerary? Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a big itinerary girl. I'm like, what are we doing for your B-Day?
I was here.
Period. Yeah, we were on road. I love it.
It was a good time.
Black folks do like to do an extended celebration.
Yes, we do.
One day just feels like not enough. Like, how can you? Number one, my birthday is going to come one time a year. Why do I have to cram everything into one day? No, one day doesn't mean one day. It means multiple.
Yeah.
We're just celebrating one event. It's like a Christmas Eve of sorts. A Christmas. We do Christmas Eve. We do Christmas Day.
Right. After Christmas sales.
Exactly. We do a few things. We do a black. Yeah. We take it there.
We do a Friendsmas where we do a white Santa. You know,
the white elephant.
White elephant, whatever the hell.
We do a lot.
Yeah. So,
that's the piece.
That's the thing. The social media comparisons.
Yeah.
We'll have you in a pickle, honey.
I'm like, wow, she did it up for her B-Day. Her B-Day. So who can experience birthday depression or birthday blues? Everybody, but let's get a little specific.
Okay, let's get into it.
Let's get into it, yeah. So people with little to no friends or family.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Listen, ain't nothing like having no one to celebrate. There's literally nobody to spend your birthday with. There's literally nobody. Your friends are busy. Your family probably is, you don't talk to them. They're toxic. Whatever the case is, it's really giving solo dolo. You got to make the best of what you got. Are you linking up with your coworkers? Okay, I'm feeling down. I'm feeling down. When I'm just leaning on my coworkers, I'm sad. And I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah.
I know some people who really link with their coworkers. I have a few coworkers who I have transitioned over, but I've gone to work events with somebody who I thought we were in a different, you know, like, oh, you're my one coworker friend, mm-hmm. right? I pull up to their house for their birthday, and all of the, I'm like, hold on, girl, you know I don't turn up like this.
Oh my gosh, so it was just a full coworker shebang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I said, I'm gonna keep it so cute, yeah. And I had Andres with me making everybody take shots. I'm like, this is actually a work event.
Oh.
Although it wasn't, it was at somebody's home. It was it was Amadele's birthday.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm like, babe, my colleagues are here.
So
he's like, shots. I'm like, actually, no, water. Damn, water. Rat, calm down.
Oh, my God. Okay, so another type of person who may experience birthday depression is someone who has fake fucking friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, your friends are fucking fake. They're toxic. They're not so great. They're not coming through.
They don't show up.
Yeah, it's like, girl, they don't give a fuck about your birthday.
And that's so sad. That's big sad energy. I'm trying to think if I've ever had someone who I called a friend not show up for me on my birthday. I would be like, girl, we are done.
Yeah.
I told y'all that time Adrian forgot about my birthday. I've healed from it. We talked about it. I've healed. But that really hurt my feelings because.
Yeah, it's like, girl, this is my birthday. It was a milestone too.
No, I was 17. Oh, no. Oh, wait, not 17. I think I was 19. I think I was like 18 or 19.
Girl, you can't forget.
I can't remember the age.
You can't forget.
I was in college already, so I want to say I was turning 19 maybe. But my birthday, I said, I'm not. And we talked, at the time, we were talking every day. We were like locked in. And I said, I'm not calling her today. You know, black people do that. It's my day. I'm not calling nobody on my day. Everybody, all the calls
I need to know that you, right, really.
They're all incoming this day. So I was like, I'm not calling. I did not. I remember specifically one time. Remember that. And she called me at like, she didn't call me at all that day. I said, when it was like 9 o'clock, I said, oh my God.
9 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m. When the whole day had gone by, I said she really, and you know, social media was not a thing like that. We weren't posting birthdays and stuff. There was no Snapchat. There was only Facebook. And I wasn't posting my birthday.
I remember one year on your birthday, I hadn't hit you at the crack of dawn because it was a year where we had did the full week.
I don't care.
Where we had the surprise birthday for you.
I had a surprise?
Yeah, that was the year of the bowling alley.
That was not a surprise.
It was. So you weren't surprised?
I planned it.
No. Remember when we had your surprise party at that little, what's that called? Speakeasy?
That was in a Chinatown? Surprise. That was 32. That was when I turned 32.
Okay, that week, I had to wake up early and get my hair done. So I was in the middle of getting my hair done. Like, you know, in the bowl and doing all that shit, rushing over there to Inglewood. And I hadn't hit you. I hadn't generated my birthday message yet.
Yeah.
And then you hit me up. I'm like, girl, are you alive? I'm like, okay.
Bitch, kid, where are my words? I'm actually waiting.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, on a birthday, I already know you're up early. So if it's 9 o'clock, I'm wondering what's up.
Right.
Why have no words been generated? Why is there no post up? I don't see a post and I don't see words on my phone. Oh, you my also God. Have not called. So what's good? Yeah, I want to know.
I'm like, girl, yes, I am alive. I've just been, you know, running around trying to get myself situated for the second birthday weekend.
Cool your jets.
Shit.
So that you guys can see how valuable it is to have great friends. Imagine having fake ones. No one to really celebrate your birthday with is giving, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm here alone.
Yeah.
It's giving insanity. What'd she say? Sarah, what'd she say? Insanity.
Transparency.
Yeah, transparent soul, right?
Yeah.
Transparent soul.
Yeah. Transparent soul.
Period. That's what it's giving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you find yourself like struggling with anxiety, like you just have anxiety. So the birthday, like having people come, wondering if they're going to show up.
Yeah. Thoughts of planning the function, who's going to be there, what you going to do. Ooh, I'm in a frenzy.
Yeah.
I'm in a frenzy. It's given actually we're not doing anything because I do not want to feel those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. It's real.
Yeah.
I be feeling that way. I'm like, oh my God, who do you think is going to come?
Me too. I'm like, are people going to want to come?
was gonna come. Introverted people might struggle too around this time.
Yeah,
just because you enjoy your own time, being by yourself is so valuable to you. The thought of having the pressure of this obligation is like, oh man,
fuck it.
I don't even want to do this, but I'm doing it. Ugh, it's not a vibe.
Yeah, and then my tribe. What? The people who have high expectations around their birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing. If it's not met, then you're going to be feeling like, who gives?
If it's the worst birthday, and people probably be like, girl, how was that the worst birthday when you did something?
It wasn't what I wanted to do.
Right. It didn't. Or it was what I wanted to do, but yeah.
Yeah.
So instead, like, okay, we want to reframe it, right? There's some things that we can do to take control over our birthday so that we can battle.
Mm-hmm. With the full armor of the Lord.
Battle the birthday depression, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. knock the shit out the park and just enjoy our birthdays, not have the blues, walk into it, like I said at the top of the episode, with an attitude, a gratitude. We have to take it by the reins.
There it is. She's riding it. And ride that.
Yeah, that's what we have to do. So we can do some self-reflection, right? We could kick it off with a little self-reflection, journaling of sorts.
A journal prompt.
Maybe if you're not even writing it down, you're just thinking these things. Mm-hmm. And asking yourself these four questions on your birthday. Okay. Question number one, what was the best thing that happened this year? So many good things happen in a year and we lose sight of those things because we're focusing on, oh my God, what, you know, the year just flew by and now it's my birthday. I'm getting another year older.
Yeah.
No, take a moment to reflect on that one thing that really stood out to you. Yeah. There's at least one thing good that happened during the year in everyone's life.
Period. And you can draw on that thing to carry you to the next.
Like, wow.
Second question we're asking ourselves, what did you learn last year? So we have to reframe our negative mindset, our negative self-talk, and take on the perspective of what was the lesson?
Yeah.
What did I gain? What knowledge? Okay, so what we're going to do is write it down or think out loud. Last year, I faced the challenge of blank and learned blank. What Nipsey say? Mm. Actually, not Nipsey. What Kendrick say? What
did he say?
Minor setbacks for major comebacks. Okay.
That's my favorite.
That's what he said. We're taking the L's and turning them into lessons. Ain't no losses,
that's
only
what
lessons.
They are. They're lessons.
They're lessons.
I was a loss can be flipped on its back and turned into a lesson.
A lesson. And it's all about the way that you look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's giving glass half full, glass half empty person.
Yeah.
Which one are you? Okay. Mm-hmm. So consider mm-hmm. that this mm-hmm. year.
Also, ask yourself, sit and think about what do you hope to happen next year, mm-hmm. right? Let's get clear about that. By my next birthday, I want.
Period. We're looking to the future.
And that's what I told myself.
What is it?
One thing I want to do is learn how to swim. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
So by my next birthday, I want to learn how to, I want to know how to float.
And you actually just answered question four. What do I want to learn next year?
Yeah.
That's perfect. You want to learn how to float.
Yeah, or even it can be something like a lesson.
Maybe I want to learn more about myself. Yeah, I want to enroll in therapy. I want to develop more self-awareness. This is a perfect time for you to go deeper, introspective. Don't answer them surfacely. You can if you're just not in the position or mindset to want to go deep. But really consider, what is something that I would want to learn? When 365 days have passed and I look back on this day next year, what am I going to say? Like, I committed to learning Spanish. I committed to traveling, to making two solo trips out of the country by myself.
Yeah.
I committed to learning whatever it is.
Right. Make it your personal, your personal new year.
Your personal new. Yeah. I love saying
look at it like that, because
people.
When things happen on the first, when January 1st hits, we have all these goals and plans. We can make it personal.
Mm-hmm.
This is my new year.
I love a personal
and
new
I'm
year.
Doing new things.
Yes. So for the girlies who have August birthdays, big Leo and Virgo energy. Hey, your mom's birthday is this month?
Tomorrow, honey.
Oh, wow. Tell my girl.
Yeah, tomorrow's her birthday.
Big Leo energy. Mm-hmm, big Leo. So, for the girls who this is their birthday month, we need to give you some tips. And even if it's not your birthday month, because use this shit when it is your birthday month.
Right.
On how to beat the birthday blues. We knocking them bitches out. We're knocking the birthday blues. It's giving. You hoes be tripping, or what it is?
You hoes be tripping.
Like I won't knock you in your shit.
Yeah, back. Walk you like a dog.
Period. You hoes be tripping. Okay, that's what you got to tell the birthday blues. So, first tip is to remember you're not alone. We're all at some point, if we have not already, pardon me, we'll experience the birthday blues. Yeah. Just feeling down about age and what we have or haven't accomplished and just, you know, mm-hmm. having these feelings. So give yourself some grace, give yourself some compassion. And yeah, it's always better when you realize it. Like, I'm not here by myself.
Yeah, period. We all have been here mm-hmm. or will be there.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to speak up. Mm. People only know your expectations if you communicate them to them.
Yeah.
I would like to do something. I'm expecting to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to say something. People are not mind readers.
And that's the real truth.
And everybody doesn't think about their birthday or birthdays the same way that you do. So.
And ultimately, your birthday is in your hands.
Yeah.
Your birthday is in your hands, and we're just all here to support
yes.
the vision.
Yes.
What do you want executed? Which gets into the next tip. Be direct or drop hints to your friends and family about what it is you want. If you want a gift, then say something. I've been looking at this new cell phone case. It's so cute. You love a hint. You love to pick up on hints throughout the year.
Do I give good gifts?
You do. You do give good gifts. Mm-hmm. You do. I like your gifts. But say something. Imagine getting wool socks and it's like, wow. But bitch, I don't know what you like.
Right. Like, girl, why did you give me wool socks?
Yes. I usually try to give some functional, like a functional gift. Something that I feel people could really use and benefit from. Mm. You know what? What I need to get better at is spending my gift cards that I get for my birthday.
I'm not getting you no more. I did. You spent mine because I got you one I knew you was going to spend.
Chipotle?
A Nike one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I ran that up.
I'm like,
baby.
This girl needs some shoes.
And that's what I need. Heat on my feet. Give me
some. This girl needs some shoes, so I'm getting her a Nike gift card.
That was functional. I love that. There's some gifts and cards that I can use. I just put them away, and I still got my gift card.
Yeah, it don't work. I'm sure it
work. Does. And don't say that.
They're definitely expired.
I will be calling them and being like, there's no expiration on the bag, so give me the money or refill the gift card. Do one or the other. Yeah.
Girl. Yeah, I'll be like, I really want some shoes for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Or I really like this.
Yeah, I would love that. Ooh, that's so cute. My mom is the queen. She's very explicit. Right. She's like, here's the Gucci bag I want.
Here's the Amazon cart, right.
Yeah. Buy my whole Amazon cart. Girl, what? And I don't even want to say, girl, fuck you to my mom. But mom, leave me alone. I'm like, mom, no. It's not giving whole cart. I said, pick something from the cart.
As we get older, though, I'm like, you know, the taste is changing. It's giving you really need a bag.
You do.
To execute these gifts.
And that's why I be having to piece up with my sister. I'm like, mom actually wants this Gucci whatever. So what are you putting on it?
Right.
Or I'll be like, I will go in with you on it. It's not giving full. Girl, I'm trying to get myself bags.
Right.
I'm in the stages of building. I can't build you up. I need to build me up. Because who's building me up?
Girl, I feel you. Shit, every penny matters.
And you know what else? While you're being direct and dropping hints and telling people what you want, buy yourself a gift.
That part. And that's a great next tip. Be compassionate with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you are more than your birthday. We are more than our birthdays.
We are.
Just because people don't show up for our birthdays doesn't necessarily mean they're not showing up at all. Now, some people aren't. Like the last nigga.
Right. He didn't give a damn.
But
no passes for
right.
him.
Some people, they just didn't show up on that day for whatever reason. But you are more than just your birthday. Okay. Yeah. Release any of that judgment that you have towards yourself.
To get rid of it.
Let it go.
I bought myself some boots that I had been wanting.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about what I want to gift myself with for my birthday.
Gift yourself.
It comes off of the heels of me already gifting myself.
You get the early gift. You actually early birthday gift yourself. Yeah. Maybe something that's like nice, but not a break the bank.
Yeah.
Because you can't be doing hella $1,000 purchases at a time.
I can't.
It's not that vibe.
It's not.
Little investment pieces.
Yeah, it was something.
Okay. Last tip is to own it. Own it. Your birthday comes once a year. So do it right. Whatever that looks like to you. If that means a party with your friends, if that means honoring yourself, hey, I don't want to do much, but not living in the space of like, I'm down and that's why I don't want to do anything. But, you know, whatever it looks like, because celebrating is subjective.
Yeah.
Do that. Do it and feel confident about it and lean into it and get ready for the next year of life because it's going to be sweet.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be sweet.
Sweet, sweet. So we're going to give you all some things to do for your birthday if you find yourself that you're alone. And it's like, okay, I really don't have nobody, but I really want my birthday to be special. There are some things you can do. Number one, go on a solo vacation.
Mm.
Yes. I've if there's somewhere that. You've been wanting to go, an experience you've been wanting to have, but either people aren't, you know, getting their shit together to do it with you, or you don't have anyone to do it with, gift yourself with a solo trip.
And
if
say
that's
fuck
your
them.
Thing. Yeah, if that's your thing, you know? You can travel somewhere. It can be far or near. Maybe it can be a staycation. Like, you know what? I'm going to the... They have a Moxie coming downtown LA.
Oh, wow. Cute.
Yeah, but like, you know, I'm going to the Beverly Hilton.
Yeah. That,
I'm going to the Beverly nice, Hilton for the weekend. Experience. I'm going to have a nice dinner. I'm going to have a nice stay. I'm going to go to their spa. And then I'm going to take my ass home.
Yeah. A one night. And you know what? There's plenty of safe places to go by yourself. Safe cities to go by yourself. Do some research on TikTok.
Yeah.
Seriously, you can find
TikTok
something.
TikTok will tell you. They've never failed me.
Same. I be on there looking at all kinds
Girl,
of stuff.
Girl, I be on Amazon like add to Amazon cart, Amazon dupe.
Another thing you can do that's super great to do by yourself is to go to the spa. That's the perfect place to
perfect.
Be alone. No one is necessarily expecting you to be with a crew of people. You can get your massage. You can get your facial. You can really pamper yourself and love all over yourself and invest in some self-care for your birthday.
Yeah. You know where I want to go? Have you seen this on TikTok? It's called Den.
Yeah, Den Mother, Den Lounge.
Den
Mother. I have that
bookmarked.
I want to go there too.
It's in Venice. It's so cute.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I have that too. TikTok. Big TikTok.
Clearly, they have us in the chokehold.
Yeah.
But they give you all the gems. And then that other little natty wine bar in Venice. Maybe we can make a day of that.
We should. We
Den
should.
Den Mother, totally. Natty Wine Bar.
We should.
Okay. Take a class, mm-hmm. which is what I
a
need to coordinate.
A cooking class would be so fun.
Cooking class. You know they have classes.
Sushi.
Yeah, they have like a wine making
really?
Class.
Wine making?
Like you create your own blend.
Oh.
They have that in Hollywood. Super cute. Swimming. For the girls who want to learn how to swim, float, do something.
Find your class. Yeah. Find the class that speaks to you and
It can
enroll.
Even be just a fitness class for the day. Like, you know what? I'm going to Pilates. Maybe you're inspired.
Yeah. I love it. There's a lot of things to do. So for the girls who have birthdays coming up, actually for everybody with a birthday, everybody who's alive right now.
Yes.
This is some valuable content, valuable, actually just gentle reminders. Gentle reminders because birthdays will come and go, baby. And we got to be prepared to fight. We got to be able to fight these feelings off and be ready for the next year. So
wishing you all a good birthday, wishing me a good birthday.
Yeah,
it is my birthday month again.
It is everybody with this birthday month. Happy birthday to all the girlies.
Happy birthday to all my Leos and my Virgos. I am a Virgo with a Leo rising.
Put your hands down.
My rising is in Leo.
She was in ascension. Her ascension.
Yeah,
is
my
in Leo.
Rising is in Leo.
She was in ascension.
Somebody was like, I don't know my rising and my falling.
Now that is funny. That is funny. But yeah, y'all. So. We're going to go ahead and leave you with this here. Hopefully this was
useful.
Useful.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Thank you.